Cut.
Blog Talk Radio.
I was a hard drinking sinner with blood on my hands. I was a hard drinking sinner, a gun in my hands, drinking 40 pounds for dinner till I met a big man. And the man said, how do we do?
Long weeks. We are back. And yes, it is Sunday. You don't need to address your sets, address your minds. It's Sunday night. But Angie has to work tomorrow and want to do a show with her. So we're doing a special Sunday night edition of the Freaking Awesome Show. And I'll be on the air tomorrow night with Tangy Cassidy. So definitely tune in for that. But tonight we're going to talk about, you know, why we're gone for 3 weeks and our vacation and, you know, pretty much what's happened during our hiatus.
All the things.
And then we're gonna try some different snackages.
We have our international yum box that came, and of course, hold on, let's turn. Of course, we want to go through that with you because we can't sort of look. Everybody can see the toy.
Yeah, we've got
the toy palooza over here.
Yeah,
all our toys.
Yeah, we're sitting in the living room of our apartment right now.
Turn it back around.
And we're looking at all the toys that RJ has. Which, if you listen to this on iTunes, just imagine a lot of toys.
Yeah.
Because there are a lot of toys on the ground
toys,
in front of us.
Toys everywhere, and apparently the King's Dominion soda cups. How did they get over?
We've got like six of those. They're giving those away.
Yeah.
I swear.
They were
I mean, we've got so many soda cups from King's Dominion. I don't even know what to do with them. So let's talk about why we've been gone for so long.
Okay.
The first day we left, I wasn't there, or we didn't have a show.
The first Monday.
Yeah, I think you were working.
Oh,
and
yes.
I didn't get any sleep the night before.
You were tired.
I think I might have had an investigation or something, and just, I don't know. I didn't have enough sleep. I was really tired, so I just ended up missing the show. Because I didn't want to. Oh, I know what happened.
What happened?
The girl I was supposed to have on the show canceled on me. And then
today
we scheduled.
I think you tried to reschedule her.
Yeah. I mean, I honestly trying to think. Well, I can't even remember. I was so tired then.
I remember he was super tired, and I had to work, I think.
See, there you go.
I'm pretty sure I had to work. He was super tired, and it just wasn't going to happen.
Then it didn't happen.
It did not. And then the next one was...
We were on vacation. Let's talk about our vacation.
Our vacation was thoroughly exciting.
It was awesome. Let's
talk
about the water at the beach. I don't want to brag about the water at the beach, but it was perfect. Perfect.
It was
water.
It was wonderful. Crystal clear, like it was the Bahamas. You could see down to the bottom. You can check out the pictures on Ryan's Facebook.
Yeah,
page.
It was like the first day. Like it's first day I actually went in the water. I guess was Sunday. It was just perfect. There are waves that we could boogie board on. And last year she couldn't go boogie boarding with me.
I couldn't even get in the water.
She barely came down to the beach. So being able to take her, go boogie boarding with her was a lot of fun. And we brought Kimmy. We brought my daughter Rihanna. Brought our friend Kristen, our friend Mike's daughter Kristen to the beach. And everyone just had a wonderful time. It was a lot
of
fun.
It was great.
We climbed the lighthouse. They took Kristen up to... No. I did.
Ryan
did. I climbed
Kristen.
The lighthouse with Kristen. We went to the museums. We did shopping. We did, you know, pretty much everything you could... We crammed a lot into our vacation.
Yeah, and it was a lot of fun because it was pretty much the first time... RJ went last year, but he was really like, I don't know what's going on. He could care less.
Tell them about how much RJ loved the water.
RJ loved the water. You know, He's a water baby. He enjoyed like getting in the pool and all that, but I thought he'd be a little bit apprehensive getting into the ocean.
No.
He was not.
No.
He was trying to jump in, literally trying to jump in out of our arms into the ocean, into the waves.
The water baby.
He loved it.
Yeah.
So I'm really excited about that because Kimmy's not a huge ocean water person. She likes the pool though.
Well, so I know when it's like I was telling her that it, when it's going to be like a like really cold day and the water's freezing cold.
Yeah.
He's going to be the one that he's going to want to go in there. I guess he's going to have to go in there with him.
This guy.
No.
Yo, even Ryan.
Yeah, I am not.
My mom.
The last day we went in the water was pretty cold. That was, you know, kind of bone chilling cold, but we made it. We did it.
It was super cold.
Yeah. So I'm glad towards the end the water started getting, you know, cold and kind of murky.
Then, so it was a great vacation.
Yeah, it was.
Then the last Monday, unfortunately, my cousin passed away. Way, way too young. Left behind some great parents and twin daughters and his first grandchild.
RJ's excited about the box here.
Hey, Timothy.
Hey, Tim.
So
hey, Wendy. Hey, JJ.
We had to go to North Carolina. Oh, hey, JJ. Hey, Wendy.
For those who are listening to me or listen to this on iTunes or on Facebook Live, so I start randomly saying hi to people.
Yeah, that's
why.
Who's showing.
Yeah.
But yeah, we had to go to North Carolina for a funeral, and so Thank you for putting off the show
for that,
because I know you hate not doing the show.
Well, no, it's fine.
I appreciate it.
And we got to call in and talk to
the Haunted Richmond crew.
Beth and Chris on their 1-year anniversary, so I was happy we got to do that for, you know.
We just gave them some extra
time. A shout out. Yes.
Some extra time, because they took over our slot for us.
Yes.
And carried on with
holding the show, because we were supposed to do a show that night. But it was just too much to try to get a show done,
mm-hmm.
you know. So
I'm gonna give you this. I'm gonna let you hold both of me for a second because I need to find someone at Pacifier.
All right. So yeah, it was a fun vacation going. But I'm really close to my face here. There it is. All right. It was a fun vacation, but I'm definitely glad to be back. I'm glad it's not August anymore. I'm glad it's September. But it was almost fall. The weather has been awesome. Hot during the day, but cold at night. So let's talk about what we have going on here. This month on this freaking awesome paranormal show, we've got a lot of the freaking awesome show. I sometimes forget to change the name, but we got a lot of cool shows going on this month. Tomorrow we've got Tangie Cassidy. She's a medium. She's actually going to start teaching classes on divination and other things, so we're going to talk about that, what she has going on with that tomorrow night. The week after that, we have Crop Paranormal coming on the show. Angie's looking for a pacifier right now. We've got Crop, Commonwealth Researchers of the Paranormal, the team I'm actually on. We can come on and talk with us next Monday night. And then the Monday after that, we've got Red Vein Haunted House coming on. We do a little series on the different haunted houses here in the Richmond area. So we've got Red Vein, and then we've got Dead City Lodge coming on after that. So we've got a packed house on the freaking awesome show here. And we're definitely excited to bring you all these great guests. And, you know, hope you guys tune in and listen to them. It's going to be a lot of fun. So right now, let's take a little walk here. We're looking for a pacifier right now. We're going to take you into our little world here. Let me turn around. This is the apartment. And this is where we live.
Don't worry about it.
Yeah. All right. We thought of everything except the pacifier. Probably the most important thing, too. The show is kind of last minute, so we're just kind of flying by the seat of our pants here.
Do we ever do anything other than that?
No. No, wait, I think I see something. Hark, the herald angels sing. There we go. Got it. Got the pacifier, guys. We did it. We did it. Together. We found the pacifier. Woohoo!
All right, come on. Sit up here with Mama.
All right, now I'm going to let you explain the story of how we got started with the Yum Yum, Universal Yum box.
So what happened? Did we see a commercial or?
I think you might have seen something about. So I had to see something.
I think
online
I saw
something
online or something, and it was the people trying snacks from around the world, and you know how me and this goofball over here like to try new things. So
gross things.
Yeah. We figured that is a great way for once a month us to try weird snacks, and it's not really that expensive. It's like $25 a month. So, you know, totally worth it to get something from a new place each month and try it for all of you guys so y'all don't have to.
Or you might want to.
You might want to.
I don't think it's...
And, you know, I had an idea. I thought it was great. If you guys watch with us and comment, we can send you some snacks that we have left over because we never eat the snacks. We're actually live on the Freaking Awesome Paranormal.
Oh, we are?
Yeah,
okay.
I put it on the Freaking Awesome Paranormal page. So this month, let's turn it around. We're going to open the box. So it is from Hindi. We're trying Hindi snacks. You can get some. Even RJ is excited to try some of these. So let's try some Hindi snacks. Hindu. Is that the appropriate, like?
Hindi, yeah.
Hindi?
It's Hindi, yeah.
Well, I meant, like, would it be
Some
Indian
turkey.
Or? Oh, no. Hold on.
I don't think it's Hindian.
Indian? That's what I was.
Indian. Where's it from? Turkey.
So it is from.
Gobble, gobble.
Turkey!
Yeah, buddy. We're going to try some snacks from Turkey.
All right. So, this, you know, it comes with this. It tells you a little bit about Turkey. So, we got Troy.
Different
Istanbul.
Facts.
All right. No, you can't have everything.
RJ's grabbing at stuff.
So, I'm going to, there's the toy. All the toys. All of RJ's.
The toys it doesn't care about. Just.
I know. She only cares about things we have. So, we're going to turn around here. I'm going to sit on the floor.
All right. Angie's sitting on the floor now.
Oh, it's his birthday. It got angry. All right, so we've got these taco, T-A-K-O, however you say that, if you're my nose, and mustard. They almost look like bugles, but it's got a little chili pepper on it, so I guess it's hot. Oh, you want to see this, RJ? So this is a tortillai cracker. So that's some kind of a chip.
Yummy.
All right, let's do this. Let's do this. Ooh, that looks good. It's a Turkish Delight, like a little bar. This is a jelly candy called Turkish Delight. I'm sure everybody's tried these.
Whenever I hear Turkish Delight, I think of the Lion, the Witch, and the Wardrobe, because that's what the Ice Witch gave Edmund.
Some more. Okay, RJ. Some more of these little cracker things. Let's do this. No, baby. And we got, these are more cracker-type things.
I'll start putting them down here. Oh! Cat crack.
Ooh, cat crack.
Cat crack.
These are like a six.
Here we got some Enjoy Kek. I don't know that is.
Oh, no, that kind of looks good, man. I'm not mad at that one right there. All right, what else we got?
We've got...
No.
Looks like a poop log with nuts in it.
Oh, that says soft nougat.
Nougat. Nougat. Lush.
Lush. Those look good, too. I ain't mad at those either.
You got to find the one that has coconut in it. And one of these has coconut in it, and you can't have it.
Oh, it's nice.
They are these. I can't pronounce the words to go with them.
It looks like orange and chocolate. Mevlana Sikeri. Hmm.
Well, now we're unboxing the yums from Turkey.
Rick is watching.
Oh, yay. Hey, Rick.
I'm waving at you.
Today, cherry-filled donut.
Oh, that looks super good.
Yeah.
Man, a lot of this stuff looks good.
Let's hope a lot of this stuff tastes good. Here's another.
This is what we got going on right here.
We're trying shit.
There's another Lush. Anything else?
That's it, except the yum bag. Here.
Did we open the yum bag?
Yeah.
All right, put the yum bag back there. All right, so.
What are we going to try first?
Start with something savory. So pick something. Pick one of the chips.
I don't know what savory is.
Savory is not sweet.
Okay. Savory, not sweet. How about Andouille's?
All right. Go ahead and open it.
Let's see. We're opening up the Andouille's right now. Here's for you.
Okay.
Here's for you.
Make sure it's not too spicy.
I don't know how to do that.
We should try
it. Take
it first?
Okay. All right.
All right. So, hold on. Let me turn this around.
I'll give it to you in a second. I'll make sure it's
not
too spicy.
Yes, we got our new box. It's from Turkey. All right, so
poop.
Here we go. It doesn't have much flavor. It doesn't have much flavor at all. What's it supposed to be?
Kebab?
I'm thinking like shish kebab, but apparently not.
I need another one of those. Cause that, we need some with some flavor.
Here, this one looks like it has flavor on it.
All right, let RJ have
it.
He
can have that one.
Yeah,
that's not
it
much.
Doesn't have much flavor. All right.
I'm like, this one's got flavor on it too. Don't chop it. Ready? I feel like I'm eating styrofoam right now.
Yeah, it's not very flavorful.
If you want to pack something good and send it to someone, use these things. It's pretty much what it is. I'm eating styrofoam peanuts. You want another one?
Yeah, he could even have one. Oh, that one's, look, this one's got a lot of seasoning.
Yeah, let's see. Let me see. So
I mean, the ones with the seasoning. Oh,
yeah.
RJ likes them. RJ approved.
Not me approved. I am not a big fan.
Yeah, these aren't the best.
These are not the best in the world. I'll let Angie pick out the next.
All right. So
bit
let's
of
go.
Goodness
is,
we have here.
Go with this.
Crispy.
Baharatla.
Yes.
Hey, Carrie.
Baharatla.
Hi, Carrie.
Hi, Carrie.
All right. So hold this.
Okay.
Now we'll get it open. Let's see how it smells.
That's the first. You got to do the smell test first. It smells like something.
Smell?
I can't tell it. Can't tell you what it smells like, but it smells like something.
So here's one for you.
Look, it's got seasoning on it too.
Okay, we got to turn around.
You can see.
All right.
You can see it actually has stuff on it. I don't know if you can tell, but. A lot more stuff than the other thing had. Actually, it kind of looks like a small potato chip / cracker.
Yeah, it does. Are you ready?
Yeah.
That's good.
That was wildly good.
Yeah. This I enjoy.
I could eat these like all the time. These are awesome.
Two thumbs up.
That's what's it called again?
Crispy.
And it's a cracker.
It's
Baharatla. Yeah. He has enough in his mouth right now. Chew your food and swallow it. RJ just keeps stuffing his face and doesn't bother swallowing his food.
He's a chipmunk.
Yeah. Come back here when you have an empty mouth. Empty mouth. We miss you too, Rick. We gotta do the maple cream Oreos. And right. The hot ginger ale you have in our house.
So we have another cracker. We'll test that one now. That one's real. The other one was really good. I hope this one's half as good. This looks like some kind of a cheese and onion. Cheese and onion here.
Okay.
Hold that. Open it.
Cheese and onion cracker.
Let's see.
Does it smell like cheese and onion?
Smells different.
It definitely smells different.
Let me see.
Nope, keep chewing.
You got to go away. Here, take this one.
Should we wait until he's done?
No.
Okay.
It'll take us forever if we wait for him to be
That's
done.
True.
All
this
right.
is what it looks like. Not as seasoned as the other one is. I really think it's going to be a cheesy flavor.
Okay, here we go.
Let's do it. Dink it. And.
That's really good, too. That one is very cheesy. It's cheesy. That's very good.
Yeah. It has like a zesty flavor to it.
This is really, really good. I like these.
I swear, this is mixed between potato chips and crackers.
Yeah. Very good. I can't hate on that.
No.
So far, these, good.
This is for packing things.
Gross.
Yes.
You know what?
Not good.
Let's see what would be really good. You take one of these and one of these.
Oh, that's just wild craziness.
It's good craziness.
That is.
Mm-hmm.
Can you have? You want to try it? Want to have another cracker? Say, ah.
No.
You still have crackers in your mouth. Swallow your food first, and I'll give you some more, okay?
Okay. Now.
So, what do you want? Keep going savory. You want to try something sweet now?
Let's try something sweet, but we're going to cleanse our palate. So.
All right, get some water.
All
right. We're professional tasters here. We know what to do. We say words like cleanse our palates. That was a water bottle crackling.
What do you think they thought it was?
I don't know.
Take a guess.
People who listen to us on Made in Man know what I'm doing. I got to let people know. I got to
think
about people listening to me, listening to this on iTunes.
I would like to try this. It is a Lush cake.
Read the ingredients first before you...
Cocoa cream cookies.
No cocoa nuts?
No.
I think this... What's the one that had coconut in it? Was it this one?
That one, I think. Ooh, there's a lot of cookies in here. A lot of cookies. They smell delicious.
They look lush. Lush-us. They're kind of like, it's like a pinwheel looking thing with brown and cream color in it, which I know you guys can actually see, but I'm describing it to the listeners here.
Here we go.
Take a bite out of it now.
Not bad. I'm not a huge cookie person, but this is pretty good. You don't look like you like it.
All right. My face is not lying.
You don't like it? It's a shortbread. It's a shortbread cookie, I'm pretty sure.
It looks like it has amaretto in it.
The chocolate on the inside is good. So that's the inside of it.
It tastes amaretto for some reason. It reminds me of amaretto. You got the sweetness. And I'm not a big fan of amaretto. I put that down on the lower end of the spectrum as what I like. I'm not a big shortbread fan. So.
I like this.
Angie, is that a thumbs up for you?
Thumbs up.
That's a thumbs down for me on that one.
Okay. Just do one more sweet thing.
Okay. Let's do the cherry donut.
You want to do that one now?
Yeah.
You have to hold this.
All right. Well, now Angie's opening up a, it's called a Today Cherry Chocolate Cherry Filled Donut.
I'm surprised we only got one of these.
I know.
They normally send two every day. So.
It looks like a good donut right there. All the way from Turkey.
Sometimes I feel like these are all the way from somebody's basement.
Someone's.
No. If this doesn't have coconut in it. No.
Yeah, that's bad.
That definitely has to have coconut in it, but it is not written in English. Oh, that's so bad. Oh, wait. No, that's still not English. That's horrible.
Yeah.
Don't eat that.
No. Warn your, tell your family, tell your kids.
Here.
I'm gonna wash my fingers.
Awful.
Chocolate on them.
Yeah, that's bad. So bad. No, baby. I'm not gonna even know what you have. That is so bad. No. Oh, the baby's trying to take all the things. Oh, now he's angry because I won't let him have the thing. You can have that cookie. This is RJ's. No, you can't have all the cookies. You can have one cookie.
Should you give him some Captain Crunch?
In a bowl?
Yeah.
Yeah, give him some Captain Crunch. We'll try some too. So we also got the new Cotton Candy Captain Crunch. That was Ryan's impulse buy.
It's actually supposed to be Cotton Candy. What they got right now?
So we're going to open that up and try that too for you. Oh, Rick, you have the root beer float flavor peach. I think we tried those. Aren't those tough? I think we tried those. Did we try those, Ryan? The root beer float ones?
I'm not sure.
I can't remember.
Special.
Yeah, we tried a whole bunch.
We tried maple syrup.
Yeah, we tried the maple syrup. That was good. I'm not a peach person. I don't like the peach. Here's some. We're going to take a peek at the, let's look at it.
It smells just like cotton candy.
Oh, it does. It smells just like cotton candy. And there's the little cotton candy ball.
They're like the crunched berries and cotton candy flavor.
15-year-old loves it.
There you go.
So let's see what it tastes like. You get a red one and a blue one.
Yes.
Okay.
Dunk it.
And chunk it.
Sunk it.
Mm. Oh, there it is. Huge cotton candy aftertaste.
That's good.
I'm not a fan. It's too sweet.
I could sit here and eat it, like, as a snack, but I wouldn't want to put it in milk.
Mm, and see, I think it would be better in milk.
You think so? RJ likes it.
Carries with the no peeps with me. I can't stand peeps.
I'm not a big fan of peeps.
Rick, did you enjoy the cereal? My blood sugar is shooting up. I can feel it.
As long as you don't feel sick from the coconut that's in that donut.
Well, maybe that's it, too. I don't know. Never know. All right.
I feel kind of scared. The ingredients are art in English.
I mean, I could just keep trying it. Worst case scenario, I'll just...
go to the hospital?
And take some Benadryl. All right, so we're going to try this Enjoy cake next.
One of them, I know it had coconut in it, because you read it on the...
one right here. I'm pretty sure. Let's see.
This is a mosaic cake with orange sauce, which I'm not really looking forward to. It looks like a swirl cake with like an orange filling, like a Twinkie almost.
Actually, this one doesn't say it either, so maybe it was that one. And see, the ingredients aren't in English either. That poses a problem, seeing as I'm allergic to coconut.
Yeah.
But, you know, I will do it for you guys. I will take a bite and keep on.
Yeah.
Just one bite, though, because I taste coconut.
Yeah.
Hold that.
I will let her eat even more if you taste coconut. Oh, there you are. Okay.
What?
Just taking some filming on television.
Oh.
Here it is. I don't see the orange filling, though, like they have on the picture there. Look at this.
Yeah.
Look at that orange filling.
You see right there? It's, like, soaked into the cake.
Oh.
And I'll put that down, hand you that. Turn it around on you.
If we put that away and never talk about that again.
That definitely was not as bad as that donut.
But.
It's still bad. Oh, it's still bad. Mm-mm.
So far, the sweet things have not been great.
No, but the savory ones have been awesome. Which
yeah.
Is odd. Yeah.
Mm. Let's try some savory stuff. Let's cleanse our palate.
All right. This is the water again. I love those little crackers.
Yeah, me too. These things right here, the one in the green bag. Oh, hell yeah. Oh, hell yeah. Thank you.
The ones in the orange bag aren't bad either. Those are pretty good.
He's on the phone. RJ is holding a candy bar to an NEX to give me water this time. RJ is holding a candy bar to his ear where he was and talking on it like he was talking on the phone. Really cute.
He's cute anyway.
Yeah.
All right. We're going to do
something
savory again.
He's like wearing
he's
the
had a
cotton.
Bath and it's all over his new dinosaur pajamas. This is too much sugar. Look at this kid. It's also past his bedtime. He's exhausted.
Yeah.
All right. Here we go. Let's try these. These are supposedly hot.
Okay. More caliente. It has a picture of a guy with an oven and a fire in it and stuff. It's
They look like bugles.
They do, like squished bugles.
Okay. Here we go.
Thank it.
Oh. I was expecting a bugle texture and that's not what I got. It almost tastes stale. Right.
Yeah. I don't.
Nope, I don't like those.
I don't think they're particularly hot, though.
No, they're not hot. They're just gross. There you go. We got one more.
One more savory chip stick thing.
All right.
What do you think when you see these? It reminds me of, like, So, like, stick shapes here. There's long sticks, too. Look at these things. Reminds me of, like, those little small crystal sticks. Look at this. Look how big this thing is.
Okay. You ready?
Yep. Sword fighting.
Okay, here we go. No. I don't like these either. And they are hot. They are hot. Mm-hmm. Oh, no. They are really hot.
I don't really feel the... I haven't really tasted the spiciness yet of it, but...
Drink it all.
A little hot.
All right. Put that one down and hold that one.
Okay.
Because he's catching crunch all over the floor. And so is Daddy.
Sorry. We got Captain Crunch berries on the floor.
Well, I gave you that so that you could hold the phone up and I would put them on.
Okay. So let's see what we have. We're going to try next. Since we've gone through all the chips, remember, these are good so far. Actually, I guess the Lush cookies are good, so according to Angie, not to me. But these two crispy crackers, yeah, I'll definitely go to Turkey for those. Now, I have no interest in eating this thing.
Well, we got to for the sake of science.
Exactly. For you guys, I'm going to eat this Mr. Hanky-looking thing over here.
Let's try this right here. This is pistachio.
Okay. And it's the one thing Angie likes, it's pistachios.
Oh, this does have coconut right there. Coconut.
Then no. I will try it.
Ryan will be trying this one alone.
I will try it.
On my own. All by myself.
I'm taking the plunge for you guys.
Oh, smells good.
Look at this. Look.
Look at the pistachios in it.
This is it. This is what I'll be eating right here.
We're gonna do the nougat. Here, I'll hold it.
All right, ready? It's got kind of a weird frosting on it.
I think that's like powder.
Sugar flat, sugar thing.
It's a little pistachio right there. What's in there with it? So you have no words.
I keep chewing. I can't. I'm trying to.
You want to lick?
Think of how to describe it.
Yeah. Or is it good? Like,
no.
Are we putting it back?
Put it back. No, it's not good.
RJ seems to like
it. Somebody might like
he
it.
He likes everything. opening this right now.
You like it.
I'm going to give this to Daddy.
Angie is now opening up the
nougat log.
Shit log.
Shit stick.
It literally looks like someone ate too many peanuts and took a dump.
It's a Caddyshack bar, for sure.
Oh, my God. Yeah. You want to Caddyshack the pool? Then, you know, dump this thing in there. Oh, my God. What is that?
I can't tell if that's like a piece of paper that's on the back or if it's part of the candy. I think it's part of the candy.
Does that look appetizing or what, guys?
What kind of nuts are these right here, I wonder? Hazelnut?
I think it is hazelnut.
Okay.
Trust me, we're not missing out on anything, RJ.
Okay. No, that's bad.
Oh, so bad. Nope.
Oh.
One more. Sure.
We got two more things.
Hang on.
Smell these, man.
It's all good. I'm chewing this nougat bar here.
All right, is it turned around or is it facing you?
I'm facing you.
Oh. All right, I want to try this.
Go ahead.
Oh, it's like a mint. I have like a cream.
Oh, good.
Not bad. Not bad for the time. Here. Spit that out. RJ, you can't try this. Got to swallow. These are actually good. Look, open your mouth.
I'm sure I got stuff in my...
No, I mean... It looked like I was feeding
him. Oh.
I enjoy these. You don't like it? Chew it. Like, bite it. Uh-uh. You can't have that, Punky. I think they're good. It's almost like a buttermint consistency.
I hate buttermint.
We got one more thing left.
I like the ranch soda better than this stuff. I like mustard soda better than this stuff.
Yeah, this has not been a wonderfully fabulous. Now, these I know I don't like.
I'm likely to have the turkey.
RJ, I'll give you a bite, honey.
Can I hold it? Or what? Okay.
I'm going to open this for us.
Oh, God.
Like, can you not pick your snake? Let's see.
It's a mystery flavor.
Well, there's rose, lemon, and orange.
I have to try rose. I bet that smells good.
Well, the rose,
or taste
I
good.
Guess, is red. So we'll dump them out on here.
Which way is the camera
this
facing?
Would be the rose. Oh, it was facing me.
Oh.
No, I mean, you.
Oh,
right, so.
Well, I know that. So let's see, this part of rose right here.
Yeah, I would say that's probably rose.
Smells like a rose too, smell it.
They all smell the same though. I just inhaled a bunch of powdered sugar. All right, here. You ready, RJ?
RJ's having some Turkish delight.
Oh, I don't like jelly candies. No, mommy hold it. No, mommy hold it.
Orange.
No, mommy hold it. Ooh, this has to be rose.
This
no,
rose?
It tastes like dirt. Oh, it tastes like a rose smell.
Yeah.
Oh, that's, this one's orange. It tastes just like a rose smell.
That's weird to taste the smell.
Yeah, but that's the best way to describe it.
Yeah, I mean, I guess it would.
That one's definitely lemon. I'm not a fan of the Turkish delight.
So let's see. The first two things we ate, the crispy cracker things, are the best things. The rest of it can just be thrown in the trash.
That one
yeah.
bad.
We'll be keeping these.
I want some more of those, man. I want those. Don't throw those away.
All right. So, and you like the Lush cookies?
I like the Lush cookies.
Want to go in the Yum Bug? You want to look in the Yum Yum bag now?
Oh, yeah. I forgot about that.
Okay. We got toffees here. And some mellow toffees.
Soft candy with mastic flavor.
If there's one thing that kind of flavor I like, it's mastic flavor.
You like that mastic?
Yeah, I love that mastic flavor.
Yeah. Mommy, open it.
Let's see here.
No, mommy, open it.
The toffees come in like a blue package here. Okay. Opening up the toffees here. It's white.
My blood sugar is so high.
If you want to keep doing it?
I'm going to take a little bite.
Me too.
Mm-mm. It tastes like sheer dirt.
Wait.
It tastes like dirt. I don't know what mastic is, but it tastes like dirt.
That
was horrible.
A dirt mint flavor.
If you could have seen my face, mm-mm.
Yeah, there's that, though. No, that's, no.
Oh, my God. Dirt. It tasted just like dirt.
Had a bit of a minty flavor to it, though.
Right, I got
to
set this down because I can't open. So look at Jean for a minute.
There she is. Opening up her mellow here.
Is yours open?
Yeah.
This is like taffy.
Like a.
It smells like banana. Oh, I hate banana.
The bananas aren't even on the picture though.
But it's not. Smell it here. You said yours is open.
Oh, I said barely open. Tastes like gum. Here it is. I'll just tore it apart. Tore it off.
All right, you ready?
Yeah. Yep. Tastes like banana. Boom.
Uh huh. Here. Like a banana orange.
Yeah.
You know, you're not holding it.
Flavor I never thought I'd ever eat together, bananas and oranges. But there it is. And then it's not bad either. I don't think so. I slightly enjoyed it. Better than the mastic flavor of the last toffee we ate.
Okay, guys.
That's it from us. We are 10:47, so.
Yeah. It's time.
Thank you guys for tuning in. Don't forget, we'll be back tomorrow night, 9:30 p.m. with Tangi Cassidy. And
sorry, I'm going to miss it.
As always, always less fun doing a show without Angie, but hopefully she'll be back next week. If not, we'll do another show Sunday night for you guys. So.
Unless I'm working. I'm working next Sunday, so no, you won't.
You're doing Monday?
I don't know. We'll have to look and see.
All right. Well, whenever she's, we'll figure it out. But again, like I said, thanks for tuning in, and we will see you later.
Bye.
Alligators. Bye.